Hey, Monty.
Brody.
Did I tell you that I own the world's worst thesaurus?
No, you didn't.
Well, not only is it awful, it's awful.
Oh, God.
Play the music.
It's not your best work. Not your worst work, though. Talk over the music. This is our podcast, mate.
Welcome back. Finally, episode four of Good Always is upon us.
The long anticipated episode four.
Yeah, it better be good.
It's high expectations.
Yeah, after having so many people request episode four to not go ahead.
A lot.
Oh, no, sorry.
They not won't. Go ahead, yeah. Okay. There was petitions floating around, I saw.
Yeah, change.org blew up over the last month.
Stop Good Always was the title.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, hashtag stop good always. Anyway, Monty, welcome back. How are you?
Brody, good, thanks. Welcome back. It's great to be back. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited.
I'm excited. I've missed it. I love the podcast. So
yeah.
It's a bummer. Do we want to talk about where we went?
Well, I didn't really go anywhere.
Shocker.
I was... Hey. Sorry. Unlike you, mate, I'm committed to keeping this podcast afloat.
Of course.
And you buggered off for God knows how long. And now you're back. And,
I'm back.
Oh, I want some more podcast action. And, oh, I need to fill the boots and get the sponsors and fill the bank account.
Mm.
We're not getting paid.
That is me. We have a joint account yet.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Joint account. That'd be cute. Anyway, where did you go?
Where did I go? I didn't actually go anywhere necessarily. I was away for a little bit in December. But the main issue that we stopped, Brody, is unfortunately while I was down south enjoying myself, taking some time off from... podcasting, it's tiring, podcasting.
It is. And as we know, there is that government mandated break that Hamish and Andy talk about.
Yeah, they do. But while I was down south, I managed to blow out my right eardrum pretty severely.
Huh?
I blew a massive hole in my right eardrum just swimming. Like, just normal day-to-day activities seem to not work for my ears. So, recovered only recently. I've started to get my hearing back now, but... I was really out of action for a while, so I couldn't hear much. I was a little bit all over the place, so I thought we'd put a hold on the podcast just for a while. So I do apologise to everyone that was waiting with bated breath for episode four a few weeks ago, but we're back now, thankfully.
Could you feel like an imbalance? Were you sort of drifting across to the other side?
Sort of. I did have to drive immediately, which was a worry, probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I could feel a little bit of
off-balance-ness.
English.
Yeah. What are you teaching again?
But once you get used to it, you get used to it. I found that after a little while, I was okay with it. But there were certain situations where I just really remembered that I couldn't hear. And I wouldn't have been able to receive as much info from you. And this wouldn't have been as good, I don't think, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you always complain that you can't actually hear me normally. So
that's true. I've already got pretty bad hearing.
With one ear.
Yeah, to lose the other ear. It's a shocker. So. Yeah. Unfortunately, we had to take a little bit of a break, and since then it's been a pretty hectic time, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So we haven't really had time, but finally we found some time, we're sitting down, we're going to get back into it regularly, I reckon.
Yeah. Not to mention that incredibly long lockdown that we had in Perth that we're going to blow as well.
Oh, those 5 days threw off all of our plans. We're going to record 20 episodes.
We were, yeah.
And now look at us.
Yep, now we're doing one. So.
Imagine just getting the entire years of the podcast out in 1 week.
That'd suck.
That'd be really terrible. Suck. Episode 20 would be shocking.
Yeah, imagine in December we're still referencing events from January. And just
the most out-of-date podcast in Australia.
Oh, Happy New Year. Hang on. It's a week away.
You guys are early. No.
If only you knew.
Speaking of recycling New Year's content, what's the date again? Is it February?
It is, in fact, February 6th.
Well, Brody, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yep.
Keeping in mind, I had this idea slated for not long after January when we were going to originally record this.
Yeah.
So it might seem a bit outdated, but maybe now's a good time to check in on them.
Was your New Year's resolution to record at least one podcast a month?
It was.
Well, you've done terribly. Fail.
How do you know? No. I just want to, first of all, the first thing I want to talk about is just your New Year's resolutions personally. I know that we do speak a lot outside of the podcast, but I haven't really heard much about what your plans are for the year and what you sort of want to get achieved by the end of the year. So tell me what you're thinking.
So mine was just around focusing on myself and when we talked a couple of podcasts ago about my happiness, and I wanted to be wanted this year and just sort of setting a daily goal to try my best to live to my best self every day. And part of that was really living to my values, and one of my big ones is health. So I've decided to, I don't want to say health kick because that sounds a bit silly, just sort of been really focusing on my health, and my New Year's resolution is that I'm not going to have fast food for the whole year, which is pretty big, because I'd probably finish work or something, I'd be driving home and see here comes a brand. a shiny yellow sign that said open 24/7. It's an inverted W. I would stop in and have a... I wasn't even hungry.
A what? Name the product.
No, not happening. Cha-ching. something that has a similar last name to my last name. Not going to be having...
Keep going.
Not going to be having junk food or fast food.
Mm. How's that been so far? I haven't had any. Awesome.
Plus, we got an air fryer at home, so that's my ticket.
good. I love air fryers.
So that, like I said to you the other day, had started going to the gym again and doing different things to keep active. And I think in 11 days, I had lost 4 kilos, and I'm still not sure whether that was a healthy move or not. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's great. As long as you're feeling good, I think that's what matters most.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no doctors listening to this one.
I don't think that's our main clientele, not going to lie.
Okay. That's a shame.
Maybe, though.
Yeah.
Any doctors, write in. Good always podcast at outlook.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on here?
What about you? What's your resolution?
That's the thing. I don't really tend to set resolutions. Mm. I don't know. It doesn't seem to fit me very well. I've tried a few times to set a resolution, and I don't know if I need to be writing it down more, if I need to be actively doing something about it. But I don't seem to do well with big long year plans. Mm. Over the past few years, I've gotten a lot better at goal setting for myself, but year long plans never really seem to work out for me.
Yeah.
So I've personally taken the approach of just not necessarily worrying about the year and going at times week by week or day by day or even longer than a year sometimes. I've got a goal in mind for, the next few years, but I don't seem to do very well with New Year's resolutions. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think that's probably a common trend for a lot of people as well. And I think it's actually unrealistic to be setting a full year plan. I think if you were to set something, maybe a monthly goal, if you commit to that goal for each month, you'd probably form that into a habit. Mm. And then, by the end of the year, you've got 12 new habits that hopefully are making your life better.
That's true, yeah.
If you break it down into different, parts of the year, then...
Or manageable chunks almost,
I'm not telling you how to live your life, but definitely do it this way.
Sounds like
you are. Well, you hear a lot. Won't be angry.
You hear a lot of horror stories, not even horror stories, but stories about people going to the gym on January 1st, January 2nd, and then the gyms are back to normal on the 3rd. I think that a lot of people might be in the same situation as me where it just doesn't work.
Mm.
And for me, the first step was sort of realizing that it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just keep people always ask you around, January, what is your New Year's resolution? I always used to sort of make one up or try think of one rapidly and then never sticking to it. So for me, the first thing is saying, I haven't set one.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. So there shouldn't be any pressure to set one either.
No, well, no.
Because you can start it whenever you want it.
Mm.
Like, you can start your new year tomorrow.
It's true.
And then reflect on it.
# new year, new me.
New balance.
Don't you dare. Not this again. Do you own any products that aren't branded? Oh, God.
I do.
Two.
Yeah. My socks.
Uh-huh. One for each. New Balance socks. No one can see this. Brady's just totally kitted out in New Balance gear. And has been for the last few weeks. And it's... Honestly, it's something else. You've got to be honest with me, Brody. How much money are they paying you?
They are paying me lots and lots and lots of money.
I find that hard to believe.
Don't know why. Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's yeah. Pop buy some shares in New Balance.
May as well.
You anyway, have. Before we...
what are you doing? Okay. Anyway, back to the point at hand.
Yes.
New Year's resolutions. Maybe it'll work for you, maybe it won't.
Hmm.
I think, yeah, for me, I think the first step is to realise whether or not that's something that does work for you.
Yeah. I just set a smart goal.
Mm.
You know, something that's got to be achievable and tangible for you to, yeah, to actually achieve. And, yeah, don't get too disheartened or disinterested if you don't, you know, reach that goal in your first month. You might have to extend it for another month, whatever it is.
Mm.
But, yeah, just I think it's important for me to constantly look to, yeah, improve myself in whatever area that is. And, yeah, whether that's for a year or 2 years or 2 weeks or whatever it is. Yeah, I think it's important. So talking about wanting to get better.
Yeah.
And it's not a New Year's resolution, but it's just something I want to do.
Tell me.
I want to get better at quizzes.
Mm, interesting. Now, you're out on a Thursday night. You're with friends.
No. Oh, I just suck at quizzes.
Oh, right.
Don't
okay.
really go out too much. Don't get invited to quizzes. And probably for good reason, because I always give the most ridiculous answers to questions.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I've watched a fair bit of Have You Been Paying Attention? And I like to think that I'm on the show when I'm at a quiz night. And just, I find it very funny. But a lot of people don't.
I get that. Well, I mean, there's no better place, no better time to get better at things than the Good Always podcast.
That's right. And I've always said that.
I was verbatim.
Have you been to many quiz nights?
I've been to quite a few. Just like as a uni student, going to all those events... throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good quiz night.
How many years have you been to?
I'd say 30, probably.
30?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How many have you been to?
Not 30. Less.
Oh, half?
Less. I can less than 10.
I think it's a sore topic for you.
It is, yeah. So this is why I'm creating this, you know, this version of reality where I'm at a quiz night now, but I'm actually just in your office. What's the best quiz team name you've heard? This is always no, interesting, because like, there's always real shockers. Like there's
some bad ones. And I don't even want to go into it.
Really?
Don't even want to.
Can I give you some?
You give me three.
Three? Okay. Here we go. You ready?
But I'll let you know if they suck.
So, yes. Trivia Newton-John.
Ugh.
Like, well, I'll take that as a... It's really good.
This is like the people at the quiz night that... look it up, and you know they've looked it up. You know they didn't make it up, you know?
Yeah, this is straight off
Google. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. These are all probably the best/worst of all time. Risky Quizness.
Risky Quizness. Not bad. Better than the first one.
Where is it? I wish it could be Quizmas every day. I like it because it is so long. It doesn't fit on a piece of paper that you're going
to
fill out.
I love it. I love just annoying the MC and making a really long name so they have to read out. I'm a fan of that.
There you go. That's three, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Quizzy McGuire. That's four.
Quizzy McGuire. Sorry. Stick it in there.
Getting excited.
Let's do it. Let's have a quiz.
All right. We have, there's 10, we'll just do 10 questions from the Good Weekend Quiz. Thanks to our friends at the Sydney Morning Herald. Don't know why it's Sydney.
Don't know why they're our friends.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Anyway, thanks for the quiz, guys.
I need more friends. What?
Here we go. Question one.
Yeah.
Wait, we're doing this together.
Oh, yeah. We'll work together.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, like, you know, we're at a quiz night. We're going to be on the same team, probably.
Yeah. What's our team name? We may as
well work together. If we get all 10.
What's our team name?
Quizzy McGuire.
Okay. Creative. Good on you. Question one. How many years in a millennium?
I reckon it's 1,000.
Yeah, good point.
But millennia just makes me think of million from the word origin.
Oh, as in the guy that told me the name of this podcast.
Throwback to episode one. Oh, yeah,
I forgot about it. Yeah, but you weren't expecting that one. I also want to point out that I can't say these answers until we're ready to say the answers.
Good, okay.
So I still don't know. I'm going to say 1,000 as well.
1,000.
Great. Lock it in. We writing this down?
We are writing this down.
Great. What common sensory experience literally means already seen in French?
Oh, no.
If you can't tell, I haven't read these questions before.
Already seen?
Yeah.
Sensory experience. Tell you what, we must be going to different quiz nights because this is not something I've encountered. Ah, the old French quiz night.
I'm just going to say sensory experience?
Yeah, well, I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to say pass.
Pass?
Yep.
We'll come back
on number two.
Question three.
Oh, this is a mistake.
Question three. What does the initialism FWIW stand for?
FWIW.
Yeah.
In what context? Does it have a context?
No.
FWIW? Let's just make one up.
Friends with interesting wives.
Great.
Lock it in. I reckon we're on something. I reckon we're three for
three. FWIWs.
Huh?
What?
I don't know. Oh, we'll find out soon.
You know what? I don't think we're right.
Really? I thought we were wrong.
Alright, what's question number four?
Yeah,
you're that angry. That I'm so angry. What is the New Zealand Senior Women's Rugby Union team called?
You know my sport expertise. I'm going to hand ball to you. As he shakes his head.
Oh, God. I don't know.
What's it? The Kiwis.
I mean, I want to say Silver Ferns, but I think that's the netball team.
Just say it.
Well, I've said it now. Silver Ferns it is. This one's actually question five is more up your alley.
Oh, good.
What is the prequel to Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? I know that's your favourite book, so...
The prequel?
Yeah.
I imagine it's something to do with Tom Sawyer, but I don't know what it'd be called. What's the actual book called? What's that?
What?
What's it called? The title?
The not prequel.
The non-prequel? The sequel?
The, it's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
We'll say the Journeys of Tom Sawyer.
Sure.
It was lock a very that in. Great.
Oh, boy. Question six.
Oh, gosh.
What type of food are robiola, taleggio, and stracchino?
Sounds like pasta.
Sure, that's probably because
what's the second
Italian
one?
Accent. Could have been Italian.
I can't read these words. What's the second one?
Taleggio.
How do you spell it?
Well, T-A-L-E-G-G-I-O.
Oh, God. My mind goes to pasta, but that just... It could be you saying it in an accent.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ice cream.
Or cheese.
Ooh.
There's so many cheese variants.
What type of food? Yeah, go cheese.
Let's go cheese. Cheese. Lock in cheese.
Could not be pasta. Well, he's going to test the accent again. Here we go. Number seven. Who declared, "Ich bin ein Berliner"? In a 1963 speech.
Oh, no. 63?
Yeah.
What is... I don't even know. Wow. What quiz night are we at right now?
The Sydney Morning Herald. Good weekend quiz.
Sydney. Hell, I don't think they're our friends.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea. Do you have any idea? Each other.
It would be the leader of Germany.
The Chancellor at the time.
Yeah.
Angela Merkel. I look she's being in for.
She's smashing it.
Great. Oh, sorry. All right, let's keep moving.
Three questions to go. We're on fire. Yeah, Who is the only African-American male to have won the Wimbledon singles title?
Sport, that's a...
Yeah. Arthur Ashe, I reckon.
Ooh. One from seven.
Yeah. In fact, there's a stadium named after him in America.
Right.
Which would make sense. That's as an African American male. How many countries are in the Commonwealth of Nations? 34, 44, or 54?
Jeez. I know it ends with a four. Interesting.
Commonwealth of Nations.
There's at least one.
44.
I've heard of at least one of them.
Which one?
Australia. 34.
I reckon 44.
44. Lock in 44.
It's going to be 34. So, better. Number 10.
Finally.
Thank God. Cat's Deli in New York is the location of an iconic scene in which 1989 film?
Is that When Harry Met Sally?
I don't know, mate.
I reckon it's When Harry Met Sally.
My film knowledge is not good. But
anyway. I've never seen the movie, but...
Neither have I. But we'll see how we go. All right.
I have our answers in front of us. So I think what we should do is you read out the question.
Yeah.
I'll read out what we answered, and then you read out the real answer, which will probably just be a repetition of what I said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, yeah. All right. Question one. How many years in a millennium?
We said 1,000.
The correct answer is 1,000.
Hey!
You!
One from one. Should we stop now? Assume that this carries on. So far, we're on a quiz streak of one.
Number two. What common sensory experience literally means... Oh, we didn't come back to it. But
no.
I've already seen the answer now, so... Anyway. What common sensory experience literally means already seen in French?
Our answer was pass.
Do you want to have a guess before we...
No, just say it. Just...
It's going to kick you in the crotch, I reckon.
Oh, gosh.
Deja vu.
Oh, no!
Oh, mate.
No. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's embarrassing.
Wow.
Already seen.
Question three.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
What does the initialism FWIW stand for?
Our response was friends with interesting wives. What's the correct answer?
For what it's worth. Oh, boy.
You're telling me it's not friends with interesting wives.
That's... It is now. I'm riding to Oxford.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So, what are we on? One.
One from three.
Oh, no. What is the New Zealand Senior Women's Rugby Union team called?
We said Silver Ferns.
Black Ferns.
Oh, that's a half point.
No,
we didn't get it right. Half point, 0.5.
Talk about those participation awards that I'm talking about. No way, that's not right. We didn't get it right.
All right.
Pretty good. I'll
That you're pretty surprisingly close for something you weren't confident on.
Yeah. Number five, what is the prequel to Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Our response was The Journeys of Tom Sawyer.
It's what The Adventures it? Of Tom Sawyer.
Oh, come on. No, that's going to be a half point.
No, didn't get it right. What? And that's your fault. That's your fault.
Well, the Wrath of Silver Ferns was your fault.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I feel like we're getting better.
Yeah, because we're actually close with the we're last close. Two. For the... Number three, we weren't even close at all. No. Friends with interesting lives. No way.
That's my favourite answer, though.
Okay, here we go. Number six. What type of food are robiola, taleggio, and stracchino?
We said cheese.
The correct answer is cheese.
Oh, yes. The girl didn't go with ice cream. Gelato.
True.
We're doing a lot better than I thought we would so far.
We're getting real close.
We've only got two right, technically, but...
Yeah, but two of them are real close.
Two of them are really close.
But just not right. So, whatever. Number seven, who declared Ich bin ein Berliner? That wasn't the right accent. Should I do that again? Ich bin ein Berliner! God. I don't know what that was. In 1963, we said?
We just said the Chancellor of Germany at the time.
And then you said Angela Merkel.
No, it's Angela Merkel.
We were really close, though.
Were we?
Yeah, US President John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know he spoke German.
He's a man of many talents, old Johnny. Number eight, who is the only African-American male to have won the Wimbledon singles title?
Arthur Ashe was our answer.
And it was, in fact, Arthur Ashe in 1975.
Wow.
You beauty. How many countries are in the Commonwealth of Nations? 34,
44,
or 54?
We said 44.
54.
54?
Yep.
Only 10 off.
Yeah,
half
points. I think either way we would have been 10 off, unless we got it. Yep.
We're going to be 20 off.
You should have seen the look on Monty's face there. He was so confused. The answers were 34, 44, 54. We went with 44, and you're saying that we would have been 20 off.
We've got 34. I thought one of the answers was 34.
Yeah, but we locked in 44. We locked in 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could have been 20
off. So if it was 34, we would have been 10 off.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mate.
That was very
mate. You look so lost. I thought I had to resuscitate you.
Wait a minute.
You looked out the window.
I did.
Here we go. Number 10.
Final question.
Cats. Anyway, the deli in New York is the location of an iconic scene in which 1989 film?
When Harry Met Sally.
It's When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yes. Wow. Is that 50%? No. One, two,
no.
Three, four. Four out of 10 with two half points.
No.
Leads us to 5 out of 10.
No, 4 out of 10. We failed.
For our first attempt, getting better at quiz nuts, I'm surprised.
So am I.
We've done... Maybe... I do think we're a pretty good team because you cover the sport knowledge and I cover apparently literature and movies. Yeah. So together, maybe we are a good team. We just need a third person to cover
history.
History.
Or geography.
Or geography. Both. Just the house subjects.
Yeah.
And we're on.
Brilliant.
Let's start scouting. If you do want to be part of our quiz team, write in.
I can see it already. We're going to get inundated
with applications. As we already have on our popular social medias.
Oh dear. Well done.
Perry. Brody.
Yeah, mate.
I was thinking when I was we're planning out this podcast, I was thinking about us making a website.
Good idea.
Just because we have so much traffic on our email and Instagram that I thought maybe we should book out the domain.
So much traffic.
It's too much.
I can't keep it up sometimes.
It's like Stirling Highway at 4:30.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
That is a niche reference, that one.
It's really niche.
If you're listening to this and you're not in Perth, I'm trying to think what else would be.
Why
like.
Are you listening to this?
If you're in Sydney, not family in Sydney.
Oh, the Sydney Herald.
That's right.
Our friends.
Be like the, I don't know, Hume Highway, is that in Sydney?
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, for a second I totally forgot what we were doing.
Me too. What are we doing?
I thought to myself, it'd be great to have a website, great to lock in the domain name, but what if, horror story, imagine this. I log on to try to save our name.
Yeah.
Someone's already taken it. Because good always, those two words together could be popular.
A million has come back. And he's gone, you know what? These two idiots, they don't deserve this.
It could happen. And so I think we need to have a backup name.
Definitely.
So I've gone to the source of names that everyone should be going to. That's businessnamegenerator.com. And I've selected the podcast button.
BNG.
I'm going to read out a handful of names.
Okay.
And out of this, we're going to select one.
Okay, right.
Maybe none of them, because we'll see how they are. But I just want to hear your thoughts on these names and whether or not we think they can fit the podcast we're doing at the moment.
Great.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Good theory.
Sure.
It's a yes. It's a maybe.
Yeah.
The next one. Always consumer.
What?
How do you get the experts at businessnamegenerator.com.
Always consumer.
Always consumer.
From good.
From good always.
Yeah, okay. No.
So I'm not, it's a no. It's no, a no, no for deal. Good consumer.
Sorry.
Always consumer.
It just doesn't make sense. Good theory is good. I actually quite like that.
What about always crunch time?
Well, yeah. You know what they say. It is, in fact, always crunch time.
I imagine that to be like a really, really intense, fast-paced version of our podcast.
Yeah, it'd be like...
Always crunch time?
Yeah, it'd be almost like a personal trainer business. Come on, man. Push.
Well, it's always crunch
time. It's always crunch time.
Here's my personal favourite. Goodopolis.
Goodopolis. Is that like a play on words from Metropolis?
It sounds like a really... Sounds like a nice place to live.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I'm gonna quickly change to page 3 just to get the
where everyone finds the best results in search. Page 3.
What do you think about Always Sonic?
Sorry?
Always Sonic.
What does that even mean? Who's Sonic? Can you look that up? I'll look it up.
I assume Sonic is.
How do you spell it?
S-O-N-I-C.
Oh, Sonic.
Sonic, what do you think I'm saying?
I thought you said S-O-D-I-C, and I was like, what?
Yeah, Sonic.
Yeah, weird. Okay, no, always Sonic. Yeah. And
the last one out of the options we've had, and I don't even know, I'm going to let you try to pronounce this one.
Always Sues.
It's always, Ooze. And still one word, O-O-Z-E.
Always Sues.
Always Fans Only.
That's where you find the unrestricted version of the podcast.
AlwaysFansOnly.com.
Yeah, we record that one after this one, and we both have our shirts off. It's because we don't get paid from this one.
We discuss the same issues, which is the weirdest part.
Yeah, it's the exact same podcast. It's actually the exact same.
So which one are we going to go with?
Well,
I need a backup.
I think good theory. Good theory. Great. It sounds really good.
Might get sued by Yes Theory.
I thought it sounded a little bit familiar.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, maybe we'll stick away from that one. Then Always Ooze.
I like Goodopolis.
Yeah, Goodopolis. That's where we create our, like movie world. That's our theme park. Goodopolis.
Once you get big enough, like those other podcasts that have theme parks. Hey guys, once we get to Goodopolis.
Once we get enough money from Good Always Only or whatever it is.
Always Fans Only.
That's the one. Oh boy.
Go Goodopolis after 10 p.m. All right, so we're sticking with Always
Ooze. I love it. I think it's great.
Great, I'm glad we got something. I feel better now. We've got got something locked away in the backup. Thanks for taking that trip with me.
No worries.
You mentioned before that we've been in lockdown a little bit for the last week.
Yeah.
And you know what comes with lockdown when you're a full-time worker?
JobKeeper. No,
close.
Okay. Sorry. Still thinking about the Always Fans.
Still reminiscing on the good days. Jeez, it was a good time, wasn't it?
It's a great time.
No, I'm talking about Zoom meetings.
Ah, yeah, of course.
And one thing I seem to find with Zoom meetings is that sometimes it'll break up. I had one recently where I was on a Zoom meeting and I just kept dropping out.
Yeah.
And so the other person was asking questions and my replies were coming very disjointed and almost for the question beforehand. And obviously you and I are sitting face to face, being very COVID safe, of course. We've all masks up to here and we're being careful, hand sanitized.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like a Zoom meeting where we're quick, we're snappy.
Yeah.
Let's mess that up.
I love it.
What I want to do, I want to interview you. I'm going to ask you a few questions about your life and about you and just act like we're in a normal interview. But for my questions, I'm going to ask you to leave the room.
Okay.
And then for your answers, I'm going to leave the room.
Okay.
So we're going to do this in two separate parts.
Yeah.
And just see how we line up.
And then we'll mesh it together.
And then we'll mesh it together in post.
Great. All right.
So I have no idea how this will go, and I don't even know what questions to ask yet, but if you could please
I'll
your way outside, block your ears, and I'll start the interview.
Yeah. Let me sort myself out.
Thanks, Brody.
Enjoy. Have fun.
I will. Brody, Mr. Mac, thank you for joining me for this interview face-to-face.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Really great to be here.
I've got a few questions to ask you. First of all, Brody, if you wouldn't mind just stating your full given first name for me. Not Brody, the your real given name that you haven't told anyone on air yet.
Well, that's a great question. I'd probably have to say Jennifer Aniston. Right,
thanks for that. Brody, it's nice for you to finally come out and say it. Brody, I want you to give me your honest opinion of your boss, your direct boss, and tell me everything you have to say about that person. I'm sure they'll be listening.
No, I'm not going to kiss you on camera. Sorry, mate. Maybe after. Yeah.
Brody, if you could describe for me in a handful of words, as long as you need, your ideal date. Who's involved? What is it like? Just tell me, what's your ideal date at the moment?
Lawn bowls. Played it a couple of times here and there. I find it really fun. I think it'd be good for us to do it together. I know you're not necessarily the biggest fan of sports, but I think lawn bowls might be your calling. I think that might be right up your alley. Not alley, green.
Brody, headlines recently have been reporting that you're out of control on the cricket field. No one can maintain you and the teams don't want you anymore. Can you please comment on your ability as a cricketer as honestly as you can?
Jim Carrey.
Brody, you're on record as saying mental health doesn't exist. Can you please comment on that?
I think about that is right. I think we should definitely do something in that space and really strive to make a difference.
Brody, I've got one final question for you submitted from a listener at home, live, because we're live now. And Brody, that is, if you could choose to end this podcast and make a new podcast, what would it be about?
One Division. Yeah, that's it's quite confusing.
Broads, thanks for the interview. We actually won't be able to hear that in full until afterwards.
Yeah.
But just hearing snippets through the door, I think we're in.
You're spying on me. I heard nothing of yours.
Great. Yeah. Well, then it's going to be interesting.
Oh, can't wait.
But moving on, Brody, I've got one more thing to talk to you about. I don't think you have something else. We're almost there, though.
Yeah.
So when you said to me, let's record this podcast, episode 4 on its way, I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
I tried to think of some podcast ideas, some fun games to play, and I didn't come up with many. So I found a list of 100 ideas for your podcast.
Are we going through all 100?
We're going to go through all 100. Yes! No, the top, I found 5 or 6 of them that aren't necessarily good ideas, but I was like, sure. What are we doing here?
What?
Or maybe I've used the good ideas.
Oh, I don't know.
Then every time I read these ones, I was like, what?
That was good. That's
nice. Good rehearsal.
Thanks, mate.
So I'm going to read them out to you. And if you think that they are weird enough to attempt them, we're going to do them next week. And I'm going to put a little tick next to them.
Okay, great.
And I was just like, this is clearly someone scraping the bottom of the barrel of their ideas for podcasts.
Sounds like us.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? Let's give it a go. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 5 on the list, interview a taxi driver.
Well, this seems very pointed. Monty, I've told you once, I've told you many times. Just because of my ethnicity, I'm not a taxi driver.
Damn it, all right, we'll cross that one.
Did he?
A lot of mentions for DDs on this podcast.
You know.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hang on. Did we just go from number
10? I noticed this is on the list of 100.
Oh, so, okay, yeah. Right.
Number 7. Record yourself in different places and describe what you can see.
Well, I can't wait to get that waterproof microphone and take it into the shower for you.
That one's a yes. We're going to try that one next time. This one, it's like, I just can't imagine this ever being engaging on a podcast. Number 24, narrate yourself doing basic tasks.
I feel like that's going to turn into...
grabbing the scrubber and the plate. I just cannot imagine a world where that's interesting.
Could be. Depends on how you read it out.
Put a maybe on. I reckon you should try that throughout the week. And we'll
I was going to
we'll
say you
that.
Could read it out, and I reckon you could do it really like that's, sultry and seductive.
That's true. Maybe try 2 different takes on it.
Yeah, okay.
Put a maybe list.
All right.
Number 26. This one really didn't quite make sense, is why I've included it.
Right.
Number 26 is narration from people who don't know what's going on. First of all, it's
so
our podcast. Yeah.
Us on the
that's
podcast.
That's already what we're doing.
Great. Tick.
Great. Yes, done.
Number yeah, smashing it.
27. This one's actually just not a bad idea. Top 10 lists.
Okay. Of?
I'll just put everyone on. Whatever.
Great.
Put a yes next to that. And finally.
Oh, no.
I don't know why this one was on the list. This is only number 28. Are you ready? Number 28. Find people with the same name as each other and interview them.
What? Why?
That's it. I don't know.
Okay.
We gotta find 2 Sams or something and interview them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wanna find the first person and I wanna find someone with the most obscure name ever. And then it's your job to think of a find.
Which isn't quite the point, but
it'd be funny.
And then we interview them.
Let's put it maybe.
Maybe
I'm sure.
Well, there's 2 more if you want to hear them.
Oh, okay.
So, they just didn't put a number next to them.
I don't know why there was a 10-second pause there, but...
Well, cut it out. They won't see that.
Okay.
Restart. They definitely won't see that. They'll hear it.
Yeah. Start again.
This one. A person answers a question about themselves, then make the entire episode about their answer. I feel like it'd be a real short episode.
Yeah. That would suck.
And then finally... And I actually quite like this one a little bit. Do household chores and let people guess what you're doing.
Oh, that's good.
It's not bad. It's really radio. It's quite radio.
It's very similar to narrate yourself doing basic tasks. So, yeah.
Great. We'll put a maybe.
Great.
That's about it. So we've got some new ideas. We're going to have a full show next one. Doing basic chores and...
Yeah.
Talking to taxi drivers.
The worst podcast you ever listen to will be next week.
Right. Tune into episode 5 for the worst podcast ever.
Bad always, next week too. Monty, a couple of episodes ago. Couldn't tell you which one. In fact, you know what? It honestly could have been the last episode.
I think it might have been.
It's been a long time since, as we've discussed already, it's been a long time since, well, between episodes. But we did the, I think it was Real Australian Sports Star or Fake Name or something like that.
Sounds familiar.
Must have had a really catchy title.
There must have been a jingle involved.
Probably not. No, probably not. But you passed, surprisingly.
I did. Only just, though.
Just, if I remember correctly. And I said, well, you said what was the prize going to be if you won. And I said you'd get a signed cricket bat.
That's right. You bought me a cricket bat.
I've got you a signed cricket bat.
You're kidding.
No, it's right here. And head over to the Instagram page to have a look at this. Because it's this beautiful, and it lights up.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I see that you've written something on it as well. What?
I have. Well, I'm going to hand this to you.
Yep.
Congratulations. I won't show you. I'll give you a fist bump.
This might be the first time I've ever held a cricket bat.
Probably true.
A lot lighter than I thought. A lot smaller too.
Yeah. Well, it's plastic.
I've never seen the BBL, but I assume this is what they use.
Lights up. Oh, there's also different settings on the lights.
Good. It flashes as well. Strobe effect.
Yeah. That's just to be safe, we might turn that off.
Can I read this inscription?
You can read it out, champion.
All right. The written in permanent marker.
Yep.
To Monty. Congrats on the sports quiz champ. Shine on, superstar. With Brody's signature and a little star emoji at the bottom.
Yeah. So congratulations.
What is this?
Huh?
Hashtag.
It says, no, not hashtag. It says number 17. That's
number 17.
That's my playing number.
Wow, I'm shocked. So, thank you, Brody, for this incredible prize.
Yeah. And initially I thought I'd give it to you in the, when we filmed it, was recorded episode 4, and I thought it would be in your old house, but now that it's in your new place, I think we should put it up somewhere.
I think so. Maybe see, a little frame for it to sit on the...
I'm not getting it framed, mate.
Not a frame, like a little holder.
I reckon you could stand it up on that bookshelf right there.
Right here.
Yeah, and it's forever in your sight. And, if the power ever goes out, you've got a nice light to use. And also a beautiful memory of me.
Of our friendship.
Of our friendship. Of you, well, mainly of you, winning the sports quiz, but also mainly of me.
Great. Thank you, Brody.
No worries.
Brody, it's come to that time of the podcast where we have to say goodbye and close it off.
Yeah.
From recollection, last podcast, we finished off with a song.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to find some more creative ways to end the podcast.
Correct.
So, Brody, can you explain to me what's happening today?
Well, I'm spinning our random wheel of podcast endings.
Go.
Monty fires Brody.
Brody, I'm glad you've been able to join me here at the podcast table today.
Thanks, mate.
So, look, I've got something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And it's a sore conversation for sure.
Ouch.
Ouch indeed. Brody, look. You've been great. You've been really good on the podcast. Thanks, mate. I've loved working with you so far.
It has been really fun.
It's been great, but all good things must come to an end, as they say.
What?
And unfortunately, Brody, I'm going to have to fire you. You're going to have to...
What?
You're going to have to leave the podcast. You're being fired, mate.
I'm being fired from my podcast?
You're being fired from your podcast. I'm going to find a new host next week and you're going to be gone.
By who?
By me, mate. Oh. By the boss.
What?
You're being fired. Brody, I've said it once and I'm not going to say it again.
No.
You're fired.
We can't do this.
I can do this.
No.
I can absolutely do this. By the power invested in me by good always senior board members.
So you don't even know the name and you're firing me.
John Always.
Who?
John Always.
Ah.
My founder.
That guy.
And Michael Goodman.
I hate that guy.
The two founders of Good Always. So Brody, if you wouldn't mind please making your way
out. What did I do wrong?
Mate, it'll be written up in a written report, but basically you're late.
What?
You're boring.
Ah.
The listeners don't like you. That's I've received 16 emails this week about your laziness.
Are they all from you?
They're all from me. That's enough, though. I'm sorry, Brody. You're going to have to leave the podcast.
This sucks.
Get out.
You get out.
You get out.
No, it's my house.
It's my podcast now.
It's actually your house.
get out.
God damn. Fine, but I'm not leaving lightly. I'm taking this pen.
Oh, no, my pen!
It's actually my pen.
Yeah, all right. Get out of here. Ah! It's holding his voice, throwing his headphones on the ground, he's flung the door open.
And I'm slamming the door!
Oh god, he's slamming the door. Oh. That was a lot more dramatic than I thought it would be. If you'd like to be the new host of Good Always, write to me at goodalwayspodcast.com. He's really not coming back in. He's fully left. Well, that's been episode 4. He's slowly walking back in. Thank you for joining us on episode 4. As I said, if you'd like to join the podcast as a host, there is a vacancy.
That's potentially the worst ending to a podcast ever.
And we'll see you next time. Follow us on the socials.